Hello.
Hey, Jaime, this is Charlie. How's it going?
Charlie, good. Sorry about yesterday, man. Broke a pipe, these guys, and it was a mess.
Hey, I understand. You gotta take care. You gotta take care of that stuff for sure.
Yeah, we left the homeowner without some water.
Okay.
Charlie, you mind doing me a favor? I'm gonna send you my email address. Can you just send me something in email? And then we'll take it from there.
Yeah, so I can send that over to you right now. What's your email address?
That's going to be S-E.
Okay, hold on. Give me one sec. S-E.
R-R.
R-R.
A-T-O.
A-T-O.
J-A-I-M-E.
At Gmail?
At gmail.com, yes.
There's no dot, right? It's just one word, all one.
It's serratojaime7@gmail.com. No, there's no dot in between any of this.
Jaime, okay.
So it's pretty much, yeah, my first and last, I mean, my last and first name.
Gotcha. Okay, let me see here.
Yeah.
So you'll actually get this email again, like, obviously, once we create your account and get this all set up for you, you'll receive this email. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to send it to you, like you said, right now, so you can have this in writing. But it will be sent to you again. Also, too, like, once we're done, I take you through a voice verification, and I also set up your account with a security question, so it protects you here as well. That will be sent to you in writing along with a breakdown of the invoice.
Okay, great. Yeah, please send that over. Let me evaluate it, and we'll definitely get this all wrapped up today.
Yeah, so I just sent it over. Can you just make sure you received it? It might have gone to your junk mail because that's the first time I ever sent you an email as well. So it's coming from C. Mullenkamp. That's M-U-H-L-E-N-K-A-M-P. And then it says @relevantads.com. It should say local SEO. That's your business Google profile.
No, I haven't gotten anything.
Okay, let's see if it's sent out to you. It said it's sent, so maybe just like try to refresh the page. Sometimes technology is weird. You just got to pull it down and then it'll refresh.
Yeah, nothing yet.
Okay. I have serratojaime.
7@gmail.com.
Oh, 7. Okay, so I sent this to the wrong person. All right, let me send it right back to you. Hold on, give me one sec. I apologize for that.
Yeah, no problem.
7, and just the number 7, correct?
Yeah, just the number 7.
There it is. Okay. Yeah. All right.
Okay. Hey, mommy, can you stop by home people before we get to the job?
Okay, Jaime, so I sent that over to you. You should have received it now. That I put the 7 in there.
I did get it. Local SEO.
Yes, that's what it says, local SEO, yeah. That's for the Google Business Profile, like I said. And then in there, it's a breakdown of what we do. Obviously, we have to make sure that we're going to help you get that unlocked, and then we're going to do those things as well. That's planned out for you on there, okay?
All right. Well, direct access to Google Analytics is what I'm looking for. Sounds good.
Yeah, so it says first page search results. It has mobile platforms on there. It also has the directory submissions that we talked about, direct access, like you said, to the Google Analytics, and then your review capture system. So that's for your reviews on there. So anybody leaving a 5-star, 4-star review, you'll be able to track that as well. And then the full tracking and reporting system that I said that we're going to custom build for you. So everything's in one area, and you can keep track of everything that's going on there too. Okay.
Gotcha. And let's just say if someone was to leave me a review, because I haven't been able to log in, there's no way you guys can respond to it, or is there a way?
No. The only way you can respond to it is getting into, I mean, I personally could respond to it. You know, I could just go on my Google account and I can respond to it and I can, but it would show up as Charlie responding to another review. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah, because I know there's a few that I haven't responded to, and I feel rude about it.
Yeah. So that's why we got to get you in there, so that way you can respond back to it. You know, that way you can keep that communication with the customers as well.
Okay, Charlie. Sounds good. So how do we proceed?
So I just need to make sure all your business information is correct. I remember last time we talked, you guys, you know, moved a little bit, so you guys changed the address. I need to just make sure you guys have the right address here, so wherever we do send this out, and this is probably why you didn't receive the first deal in the mail, is because they probably have an old address there. So I just need to make sure we have the new address you guys have. So if they do want to send something out to you, it goes there, you guys get it, and then we can take the next steps. I'm just going to create your personal information too, so first name, last name. I already have your email address, so when we're done creating this, we're going to send over your invoice. The voice verification will be in writing. That'll be sent over to you, and then obviously you just got the email from me here, and then I set up a onboarding call with my tech team. So they're going to give you a call, they're going to verify everything's correct, and then they're going to ask you some questions on what happened, and then they're going to take that and then go to Google and say, hey, we need this fixed.
Gotcha. That's okay. Good.
Okay. So I just need to make sure, so your business information here, I have Jaime's Custom Concrete, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Now, for the business address, what is that new address?
That's 5315 East Avenue R12.
Oh, okay. 5315 East
Avenue R12.
Avenue R12. Palmdale?
Yeah, Palmdale, 93552.
Okay. Okay. I know somebody lives in Palmdale. One of my old buddies. Yeah. So you guys are a little ways from us, but we're down here in Orange County. So we're not that far from you guys.
Nice. All right.
That's where our home office is located. So we're local to you. Okay. So now the best phone number to get a hold of you at is the 818-321-2332, correct?
No.
Okay.
It's the 818-921-2332.
Okay, this is going to go on your Google Business Profile. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's the
okay.
Business line. Yeah. Just to repeat it again, just so we're on the same page, it's 818-921-2332.
Yes, sir. That's what I got here. Okay. And then I know we talked about a website last time, just briefly. Did you guys need help building a website, or what's kind of your forte on that?
we do need help building a website, but I honestly don't want to proceed with the website at the moment. I just really want to concentrate on working on getting the Google account activated again.
Okay.
I mean, it's not like it's not activated. It's activated. I just want to be able to have access to it.
Okay.
Get
yeah.
My
so.
Password again.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's fine. So what I'm going to do is then we'll circle back to that after we get that all verified for you, the Google Business account unlocked and verified for you again. We'll circle back and we could always talk about websites because we do custom websites here as well.
That's cool. I haven't had one in a while, and I gotta say construction is concrete's getting slow out there. The work's getting slow. Things are starting to shape up with everything going on right now. But definitely would like to try to get some extra strategy, and mainly I'm just, to be honest with you, doing it for the Google, trying to have access to that. But
I
wouldn't
like
mind the business page.
Yeah, like I said, once we get that Google account in there, like, and it's up and running and we can start populating you to the first page as well, now we can talk about extra strategies with how we do things here with, like, a website, one, so that can be connected. And then two, we also do some stuff with Facebook with some retargeting ads. So,
nice.
But we got to get that Google thing first for you. That's priority.
Yeah. That is priority. Let's get that handled.
After
you get me that, man, we're going to do business back to back. I hope
perfect.
We build that relationship.
Yeah, no, we're definitely going to do it. Now, your last name, it's Serrato, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. How do you say that? Serrato?
Serrato or Serrato.
Serrato.
Serrato,
funny.
Like, yeah.
No, it's funny because my girlfriend's name is Serrano, so this is Serrato.
yeah.
So, awesome. Serrano and then,
is more common, yeah.
Yeah, no, it really is. I was, we were talking about that the other day. Her family's down, from Jalisco, so that's where they're from, but we were talking about that. The other day, we're like, man, Serrano's such a common name. And she gets mad when I say that. She's like, no, it's not. I'm like, I'm just saying.
Nice.
Okay. So I have everything set up here for you. Serrato. So for the, I just want to make sure this is correct. For the contact phone number for your personal, I have the 818-321-2332. Is that a good number to contact you on?
No, it's 921. The first three is 921.
Oh, what did I say? Did I say something else?
You said 321.
Oh yeah, I'm sorry, my dyslexia kicked in. I do have 921-2332. I'm sorry.
Please make sure you get that with.
I
have it on Google right now with that number.
Okay, for some reason it wasn't. For some reason, when we pulled your business information, it had that other number that I was talking to you about. That's why it was kind of weird. But I just want to make sure, because this, you know, with us changing everything, I want to make sure you have everything right on Google.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Awesome. Okay. Let me see here really quickly, because I want to make sure we have everything correct for you.
What's wrong? Jocelyn.
Do you have a newborn?
Yeah, she's about 8 months.
Man, congratulations.
Thank you.
Is that your first?
I have four.
Okay, so that's your fourth?
Yeah, this is my fourth and my last. I'm neutered after this.
Okay, so you're a seasoned professional. You know what you're doing then.
Yeah.
I definitely understand that. Okay, so I have everything said here, Jaime. What I'm going to do then, how do you want to secure your spot here with us? Are you going to be using a business credit card, or are you going to be using a business debit card?
It's a debit card.
Okay, and then for the name on there, is it the Jaime's Custom Concrete, or is it your first and last name?
It's just my first and last name, Jaime Cerrato.
Okay. And then is it a P.O. box for that billing address, or is it just the same address you gave me earlier?
It's just the same address that I gave you earlier.
Same address. Okay. And then are you doing the, is it a MasterCard, Visa, Discover?
Visa.
Visa. Okay. And then whenever you're ready, I'm ready for the card number.
That's going to be card number 4427 5670 4005 4624.
Okay. And then for the expiration date?
0928.
Okay. And then your security code on the back?
That would be 889.
Okay. Now, Jaime, what I'm going to do here is I'm going to set up a security question for you. So this is going to secure your account to only you. So every time we call you, we're going to ask you this security question. If we don't ask you the security question, hang up the phone and call our customer support line at the 877 number that I'm going to give you later, okay? But this just secures you here. We don't share your information with anybody like that. It's just strictly for you. And then that way, too, we always know when you give us the answer that we're always talking to you as well, all right? So I have three questions. You can have one of them. Yeah, I have your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
I never had a pet.
Okay, scratch that one off.
Okay, and I think the city is just something that everybody knows, and I got a lot of things. What would my mother's maiden name? Let's do Paula Fox.
For your mother's maiden name?
Yeah.
Okay. And then how do you spell that?
That's P-A-L-A-F-O-X.
Paula Fox. Okay. Oh, Paula Fox, right?
Yeah.
Was that her first name or her last
name? No, it's not. It's her middle name.
Hey, no one's going to know that one but you, for sure. I'll say that.
Yeah, right?
That's awesome. Okay, so I have everything set here. I just created that for you. So every time that we call you, we're going to ask you that. When my tech team calls you, they probably won't ask you that in the beginning, but going forward after that meeting, we will definitely be asking you that question, okay? But what I want to do before I make this transaction, Jaime, is I'm going to walk you through a voice verification. Reason being, I do have you on a pre-discounted agreement on that $199. So this is just an added form of protection for you. This will be sent to you in writing with your invoice, okay?
Okay.
Okay. I'm just going to walk you through this. If you don't understand something, just say, hey, Charlie, what do you mean by that? And I'll just clarify it for you or rephrase it. I just want to make sure you have a firm understanding before I process a transaction. Sounds good?
Sounds good.
All right. Here we go. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Jaime's Custom Concrete.
Awesome. Please state your name and title within the business.
Jaime Cerrato, business owner.
Awesome. Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Awesome. You are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Correct.
Awesome. Jaime, to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in this campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. You will be provided a security question to verify the calls are coming from Local Splash and not another company. So that's your mother's maiden name, Paula Fox, okay?
Okay.
Okay, no one's getting that one, I'll tell you that.
All right, nice.
All right, awesome. Okay, so do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Awesome. The number, if you have anything to write it down, I can give you the customer service line number right now, or I'm going to also email it to you. Do you want to write it down or email's fine?
Email's fine.
Okay. I'm just going to let you know it's coming from an 877-635-6225 number, and that'll be emailed to you. Okay.
Nice. Okay.
Okay. That's going to be the number tech team is going to call you on as well. So when you see that, just make sure you answer it because that's us. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during your term of your agreement?
I'm sorry, Charlie. I didn't quite get that. Can you repeat that?
Yeah. So it says, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the terms of your agreement?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Basically saying if you had another company working on this, you would let us know.
No. I mean, I don't know why. I feel like maybe you guys can really help me. So.
It's just policy. I have to ask this question.
No problem.
Okay. That's right. Yeah. Okay. Awesome. So Jaime, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, which is October 11th, in the non-refundable amount of the $199. When the second payment is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 11th. In the amount of $199. This is a recurring payment. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting that client support number that I told you about at 877-635-6225. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
I do.
Okay. Awesome. So what I'm going to do here, Jaime, is I'm going to set up a time for you and my tech team right now. What's a good time? Because I know it's the morning. You got the whole day to to get work done here. What's a good time for you? Maybe tomorrow.
Okay. Tomorrow I'll be busy throughout the morning, but anytime after 12 would be good.
Okay. Quick question. I got an available spot here at 11 a.m. Would you want to take that, or are you busy?
I think I should be able to manage that. Yeah. Let's try that.
Okay. If we, when we call you and you're busy and you just answer it, and you could always say, like, hey, can we reschedule it for tomorrow if you're busy? But that way we can get it done today and we can start this ball rolling with getting everything out to Google and seeing what's going on. We can start that as soon as possible. You know what I mean?
That'd be great. Yes. Let's try to get the ball going.
So I'm gonna squeeze you in right here.
Okay. Did you set that for today?
I set it for today at 11 a.m. So in about 2.5 hours, we'll be calling you.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm gonna set this up. I'm gonna send you an email right now. I'm almost finished, I promise. We sent you a text message right now. Did you receive it?
Yes, I did.
Okay. It's coming from the 877 number, is that correct?
That is, yes.
Okay, can you open that?
Okay.
It should say, okay. Hey, Jaime, thank you for choosing Local Splash. We sent you an invoice to your email we have on file.
Gotcha.
Okay. It says, click here, my.localsplash.com/terms. This is our terms and conditions page. I just need you to sign it. And then it's going to take you to a login form afterwards. It's going to have a username and password after you sign it. At the bottom, there's going to be a checkbox that says you're the card holder. Just click that, type your name, hit submit, and then let me know when you're to that login page, okay?
Okay. Okay, so it's so I just create a username and password now?
Okay, perfect. So you're there. So don't do anything yet. What I'm going to do is that username and password is going to be sent to you in an email. So we're going to create that for you because we have to build everything on the back end of that. Now, when we email you, we're going to email you a username, password, and a link to get back to that page. And that's where you're going to be able to track everything that we're doing. Okay?
Okay.
So that's going to be sent to you in about, I mean, I've seen it done really fast, but typically how we say it is just 5 to 7 days. But my tech team is going to touch up on that as well and let you know all the specifics about it, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Do you have any questions for me at this time? I just sent you an email as well for that. It's a Google Calendar. It's just letting you know that we're going to call you from the 877 number at 11 a.m.
Yes.
Okay. Do you have any questions for me at this time, or are you all set for now?
At the moment, looks like I'm all set. So we don't set up the username and password yet?
Not yet. We're going to send you the credentials for that. We're going to send you the username and password because we have to build it. Yeah, we have to still build it. It's just the first page right there. So that way you know what it looks like. But on the back end of that, when we have the onboarding call, now we'll be able to start populating you, fixing everything on Yelp. And then also, too, you'll be able to track your success with the Google as well, the Google Business Profile. That'll be all in there for you.
Okay, now I do have a question. I'm
yeah.
Reading that the email you just sent me as far as the things that you guys would need. And you guys would need pictures of tools or equipment, work vehicles, license plates, business license insurance, business card, business registration, and invoice, workplace. You need pictures of this?
They will need pictures. That's usually for somebody that doesn't have a Google Business Profile yet. So that's usually somebody that isn't verified with Google. You're already verified with Google. Now, Google may ask because we're locked out, they may ask just to verify who you are. They may ask for like tools, pictures of your work truck and everything like that just to verify that you are who you are. But you're already verified. You already have a Google Business listing. So that's like at the absolute worst. Now they might ask if you guys are registered and, you know, insured. But if you're not, then we could always work around it. If you guys are working towards those things.
Yeah, we are working towards that, but we'll get to that, like you said.
I'll let my tech team know, because it is a question here. I'll let them know that you guys are working on it. You guys already have a Google Business Profile. They just need access to it, and then we'll be able to work with you and take you through the steps so that way we can get you back in there.
Okay, cool.
Okay.
Sounds good, Charlie.
Okay. If you have any more questions for me, Jaime, I have an open door policy here. So if you have any more questions, you have my email there. You can always shoot me an email, and I can always give you a call. Or if you want, you could always call into that 877 number, and you could always ask for Charlie, and I can answer any questions you have, or if, you know, if you want to add something or if you want something to bounce an idea off of, you could always call me and ask me, okay?
Gotcha. Nice.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to get started on this so that way my tech team has everything here. I'm going to send it over to you, to them, and then they're going to call you at 11. Everything went through on my end, so I do want to welcome you to Local Splash. We're like a family here. So like I said, I have an open door policy. If you have any questions or you want to get a hold of me to just talk about something, let me know and I can either fix it for you or tell you how the process works on it and we can go from that point. But I do need to get this over to them. That way we get this ball rolling for you very quickly, okay?
Awesome, Charlie. Sounds good. Thank you.
All right, Jaime. We'll call you in a couple hours and then we'll talk to you then, okay?
You got it, man. Talk to you guys then.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. No problem. Right. Bye-bye.